Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we got our good friend Janet Christie here, too. Great. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Let's see, we got more than 10 years, into her 11th year. She's been hanging out with us. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. That gives you a little tip there of what we're going to talk about. She's an expert in business, but especially women in business, helping women in business. That's what she does. And she's our good buddy. Janet Christie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. So this is National Women's History Month.
Yes.
So tell us about that. How did you get started? And I started to say, why should we care? But that'd get me in a lot of trouble, wouldn't it?
Probably so. But I'm about to get in a lot of trouble because I really don't know how it started. It's just like suddenly...
Women's History Month? I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think it's good to... because probably the women think, well, you know, all the history is around men, right? Going all the way back... you know, God didn't give the Ten Commandments to Susie; He gave it to Moses, right? And Joshua fit to battle, and all that stuff. So, of course, we know it was Rahab that led him in, though, right? That was the other thing. Sometimes we forget that. But anyway, what are we going to do about this?
Well, there's one thing that keeps coming to my mind as we talk about celebrating history. I just hope that women are paying attention to the things that were done, you know, in history, that's what we're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the accomplishments, like getting the vote, and then, you know, we got that suffrage thing in there that
right.
didn't last real long, but
right.
other things that really mattered to the masses. So I hope women are celebrating those things, but not reveling in any of the discrimination or the things that went along, because if you
right.
do, you get caught up in the past and you might miss some of the good stuff that's happening now.
Here's what I don't understand on many levels, on many, many movements. Why continue to hold a current generation, I don't want to say hostage, but why to hold them responsible and be angry at any particular group of people for something that happened a long time ago? You see what I mean? I don't get that. I didn't do those things, and so that's one of the issues I have. The women that I want to celebrate are women like Madame Curie,
yeah.
Women like the women who were in the new movie about the women who were helping to fight the war in World War II. I forgot what they are, but what the name of that movie is. But anyway, going all the way back to the women that, even though they didn't have the rights that they should have had, they didn't let that stop them from being leaders. And they broke through and were leaders, weren't they?
Well, and what they did was take action.
That's right.
Now, I guess that you can say that protesting or marching is taking action. It's certainly bringing attention to something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of my favorites is all the women that worked in the ammunition plants and the planes and that kind of stuff during World War II. And they were taking action. So, you know, that's the kind of people I like to celebrate. Of course, Rosie Riveter, the picture is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like that one. I can still see that with her hair up in the do-rag.
Yeah. Because that's what women do. We fill in the gaps.
You show up.
There when there's, yes. And when there's a need, that's what we do.
Why isn't there more of that instead of, and less anger? Why isn't there more celebration? And of course, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe that's what's going on all month. Maybe that's what we're doing, celebrating. But yesterday, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment. You know what happened yesterday with the International Women's Day. But to me, we should be celebrating the accomplishments of women who did things against all odds.
Well, what worries me is that women won't recognize the good things that have or are happening, especially that are happening. And it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like if you expect a certain thing out of your husband that shows he's romantic, like if you only think he's romantic, if he, you know, gives you flowers on the appropriate holidays and, you know, a couple other times during the year. And my husband's not a flower person, but what he does do for me is, something will break, and I won't even, you know, like my favorite purse, the strap broke or something like that, and then I go off and do something else, and I come back, and he's spent an hour trying to fix it.
Aww.
And to me, that's a lot more romantic than getting flowers.
Right, right.
But
now that, of course, that's something that guys need to pay attention to. Go ahead, finish it.
Well, my measure has to be what he does that shows he cares for me, not what is on my list
right.
of what I think is romantic. And that worries me a little bit that women so often are so focused on what somebody
right.
else has told them makes them equal, successful, et cetera, and they're not seeing the things that are happening and relishing and celebrating those.
Well, one of the things that the women that I celebrate are people like my mother and my grandmother, people like Lillian Vernon. I interviewed Lillian Vernon on my show once.
Oh, really?
Yes. She's still alive, by the way. I know
really?
her son, Fred Huckberg. Lillian Vernon started her business at her kitchen table over 60 years ago. And, you know, those are the women who couldn't get loans. They couldn't go to the bank and get a loan.
Yeah.
And they dug it out. Mary Kay, people like that. I've interviewed those women. And they talked about back in the 50s, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s even, 80s, maybe in the 90s. Some of these women, the banker said, bring your husband back with you, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have a husband. They were divorced or whatever. And those women still pursued their career and made a difference. And those are the women I think we should be celebrating. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about this. And this is where I'm probably going to get in a little bit of trouble. And Janet might even join me. Leverageanddevelopment.com, right, Janet?
Right.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. We're right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.